When I tried to execute my final calculations, I took down the entire system. That's right. Years before Mark famously crashed that same Harvard system, I beat him to it. When I graduated from college, I had only the vaguest notion of where I was headed. This confusion was in deep contrast to my father's clear conviction of what he wanted to do from a young age. When my dad was 16, he felt a sharp abdominal pain during a basketball practice. My grandmother, good Jewish mother that she was, assumed it was hunger and fed him a big dinner. That made it worse. He ended up in the hospital, where he was diagnosed with acute appendicitis. But because he had eaten, they couldn't operate for 12 excruciating hours. The next morning, a surgeon removed his appendix, and along with it, the pain. My father chose his career that day, deciding that he would become a physician so he could help ease other people's suffering. My mother shared my father's desire to help others. She was only 11 when she heard her rabbi give a sermon on the importance of civil rights and tikkun olam, a Hebrew phrase that means repairing the world. She responded to the call, grabbing a tin can and knocking on doors to support civil rights workers in the South.